Now, regarding the foot strike and compression of hemolysis, we know that there's some iron leakage. We know that runners can become prone to anemia. We know about the Fenton reaction and oxidative damage and free radicals. So now let's get into some nutrition. What about dietary supplements to protect runners? What advice do you have for runners in that regard?
For runners, they really have to be on the ball with supplementation. And so often you hear runners using running as an excuse to live an unhealthy dietary lifestyle. Like, I run, I can eat whatever I want.
Yeah, we've heard that.
Yeah, and I actually just got asked that question the other day by somebody. She said, well, because you do so much working out, you know, do you get to eat whatever you want? And I'm like, lady, are you crazy? I am more on it now than I have ever been, because I have to be. When any endurance athlete, and not just runners, but when any endurance athlete starts to understand what you were talking about, that there's this oxidation going on with all the oxygen you're breathing in, you know, and all the foot strike hemolysis and, you know, the anemia, and then with women, with the amenorrheic stuff that happens with endurance athlete women, then you start to realize that it's vital. Supplementation is vital in endurance athletes. And it's not just for performance reasons, but for health reasons. And if a runner doesn't supplement well enough, then you actually end up causing more problems than you're trying to prevent. And the standard protocol that I usually end up, you know, my lists I end up going down with people is, you know, first and foremost is getting that high-quality multivitamin and mineral. And a one a day is just not going to work. It's not going to work for somebody who is consistently exercising. It's not enough. And make sure they understand that. It's more than a one a day multi. And then on top of that, you've got your oils. You've got to have your fish oils, your sport oils for all that joint lubrication and anti-inflammatory effects that you need. Antioxidants are huge. Huge for endurance athletes. There's just so much oxygen, you know, being breathed in as you exercise. I mean, it's an aerobic activity, so you've got to have oxygen or you're not going to make it. And with the oxygen comes that need for those antioxidants. Lots of vitamin C, several grams a day, a minimum of 2 grams, working up to 10, you know, based on body size, obviously, just depends. And lots of extra vitamin E. And, you know, doing the coenzyme Q10 and, you know, that whole list of really powerful but potent antioxidants is a must.